We were closer when we were poor. Yeah, that's what the lady told me. She was talking about her marriage, and she wasn't poor anymore. You could tell that by looking at her. She was obviously pretty affluent. But she was telling me that she and her husband were closer in the early days of their relationship when they were pinching pennies and scraping by and wondering how they were going to pay the rent and fighting the wolf at the door. But at least they were fighting the wolf together. Now, since that conversation with that lady, I've had a lot of opportunities to quote her at, you know, other women's luncheons and dinners. And I always see women's heads nodding in agreement as if that was the case in their life, too. Apparently, there's something about not having much that can make a relationship stronger. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about very needy, very close. The Apostle Paul knew about poor making you close, in life's most important relationship, that is. He talked about it in our word for today from the Word of God. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. He says, quoting the Lord, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.' Therefore," Paul says, "I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power will rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Wow. Well, I've had the wonderful privilege of meeting believers from a lot of other countries, Haiti and Africa, India, a lot of places like that, and I've noticed something about them. It's something, honestly, that I covet. They seem to live in the supernatural more than I do, and more than most Christians I know in this country. They seem to pray powerfully and passionately, and they expect and honestly often get miracles. They're radically Christian, and I feel like a pale office worker who hasn't been out in the sun all year, standing next to someone who just got back from Florida with a savage tan. I want what they have. And one believer summed up their secret. He said, "Ron, we live in a poor village. We have no regular support. We don't have organizations or manuals or tools. We only have God." I can't get those words out of my heart. We only have God. See, they're rich in God because they're poor in earth. They're very needy, and they're very close to God. Now, our Christianity is active and sophisticated and well-managed, well-oiled, well-planned, well-financed, and often pretty powerless. The early church had little machinery and much power. We seem to have a lot of machinery and, yeah, little power. I guess there are three roads that we richer Christians can take. One, we can continue with our mediocrity, doing the biggest things that man can do. Two, we can learn God's power through a time when he strips us of all the earth things that we usually depend on. Or three, we could use all God has given us, but put no trust in it. You know, couples can have a lot, but hold it loosely, and still love each other as if they were living on pork and beans. A Christian can live in America and have it all, but ask God to teach them childlike dependency. All that we have blinds us to our total need, our desperate need of God and his power. We're as needy as the Christian from India, barely surviving in his village. We just don't recognize it. We just don't admit it. We don't acknowledge it. We just don't live like it. When you recognize how poor we really are, that's when you're really rich. Whether we live in a condo or a hut, whether we eat filet or rice, we only have God.
Your Hope Story is the name of the new online video series for individuals and small groups, how your story can change their story forever. Check out the free online video series, Your Hope Story, hosted by Doug and Ron Hutchcraft, now available at yourhopestory.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.